Tyrone started the second half brightly. Conor McAllister with a free narrowed the gap to 2 points, but Galway hit the next 4 points. Two of them from Eamon Brannigan, followed by an absolute gem from the brilliant Shane Walsh. They led by 1-7 to 4 points at that stage, with 15 minutes to play. But Tyrone finally began to ask questions of the Galway defence. Matty Donnelly, Patrick Hampsey and Michael McKiernan started to press from deep. Peter Hart started to get into the game and pressurised the Galway rear guard, winning a couple of frees that he knocked over himself. There was a point from Donnelly as well and a Ronan O'Neill free. They got the deficit back to 2 points, but Galway, well, they rallied again. And Tyrone, who had been down to 14 men since 10 minutes before the break, following the straight red card dismissal of Darren McCurry. But Tyrone, under pressure in the final stages, Damien Comer slotted over his second point of the afternoon, and Walsh converted a free for a four points advantage for the home side. Tyrone now down to 13 men. A black card for Peter Hart just a few moments ago. And they've already used all their substitutes. So 13 men for Tyrone in these closing stages as referee Kieran Brannigan sorts out a minor skirmish at the far end of the field. But it's pretty clear where the points are going this afternoon in the rain and wind in Tuam. It's Galway 1-9, Tyrone 8 points.